It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
Well, it's still kind of cold out there, but the sun is getting stronger, and we're going to see a lot of blue skies in the days ahead. Kind of a boring forecast, according to our weather expert. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to look back at our February, the third coldest on record. It's official now. Also, have you noticed how dry it's been lately? We'll find out why. First, let's get details on the forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, it's a good time for meteorologists to go on vacation because nothing interesting is going to happen around here for the next several days. What we have right now is high pressure over the eastern Pacific and a low off the Oregon coast. And as a result of these two things, we have this dry offshore flow that is not only making it impossible to have any precipitation here in Washington State, but we have temperatures that will be somewhat below normal, no precipitation. And it's going to be very, very benign. Today, we're going to get up to around 47, 48 in the lowlands, something like that. So not quite what we should be, but still warmer than we were. And the rest of the weekend's the same thing, upper 40s on Saturday, maybe a little cooler air coming in on Saturday night to Sunday. So Sunday, I expect to be only in the mid-40s, probably similar on Monday. All through the period, no precipitation at all. Dry conditions, and you know that's all we got. It's just going to be relatively nice, plenty of blue skies with a few clouds mixed in.
I'll take it. So now that February is over, we can look back and get the official statistics. It was the snowiest on record and also the third coldest. That's based on average temperature for the month.
That's right, and that's at SeaTac Airport. We got to be careful. So SeaTac, you know, this was the snowiest February in history. When I used to say history, we're going back to the late 1940s there, and that was about 20 inches, I believe.
Right, 20.2.
Then in temperature, we are the third coldest February in history. And again, that history only goes back to the late 40s at SeaTac. These kind of temperatures happen very infrequently. The last time we got this cold was back in 1989, and before that, 1956. So every 30 years, roughly, we seem to have gotten to this really cold temperatures.
Yeah, and in 89, it was just a third of a degree colder. In 1956, the coldest ever was 35.6. So that's, you know, a degree's difference. But you blogged that, meteorologically speaking, this is insignificant.
Well, it's pretty small, but the other thing to keep in mind is that this year actually should have been colder than it came out because we had all that urbanization around SeaTac Airport. You know, it's not a level playing field. If you go back to 1949, you had the airport and not much else around there. It was pretty much a rural place. Now we have tremendous development around SeaTac Airport, and that development causes warming. So the fact we were even in the neighborhood of those previous temperatures showed how cold it was this year.
And the coldest phase was roughly February 9th to 11th. On the 10th, Olympia got down to 5 degrees. It was cold in other parts of the state as well.
That's right. So Olympia is a cold spot. It always is colder than any place else around here during the cold breaks. But there were some other locations in western Washington that got down into the single digits. Go to the other side of the mountains. It was very cold in eastern Washington. And in fact, Spokane had its coldest February on record. And that's going back, I think, 72 years. So in the eastern part of the state, they were cold. And in some places, it was the absolute record. Pretty amazing.
Now, I'm not sure about records, but I know that it's been very dry in the last few days. What's going on there?
We've had extremely desiccated air over us. First, the air starts off without much moisture. The air that was coming into us started in eastern Washington, and it sank on the Cascades. So we start off with this cold, dry air from the continental air. And then as the air sank over us, it would warm a bit coming down into western Washington, and that caused the relative humidities to plummet. So you start off with dry air, and then if you warm it up a bit, The air can hold more moisture, and the relative humidities go way, way down. So, in fact, during the last few days, we've had the lowest relative humidities some of the hours of the day that we've had the whole winter, getting down outside to 20-30% relative humidity. So it was extremely dry, and I noticed that in my skin. You know, my skin's starting to crack, and when I'm talking, I can feel the dryness. So it was very, very dry.
And sometimes people notice like sparks because of static from that.
That's right. Now, I think we're going to be dry for a while now. The situation we have now with high pressure over the eastern Pacific, that's going to bring pretty dry air into us. So we're going to stay below normal, and I think the air will stay drier than normal for a while. I don't see a break until we get sometime later in the week.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.